Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. As Christians, we know that faith is important. But what exactly is faith? Some of us may think that faith is merely professing a certain set of beliefs. And of course, there is some truth to this. After all, we confess one of our creeds at every one of our worship services. But there are other dimensions, if you will, to faith. One of these is trust. In a nutshell, faith is trusting God and taking Him at His word. And a faith such as this is rarely something that we get all at once. It's developed over time. Our gospel lesson teaches us some very important truths about this dimension of faith. Here we learn that faith is something of a journey. This is illustrated in the life of this nobleman. This man's son is at home, sick, and at the point of death. But he had heard that Jesus had recently come to Cana, which was a town about 20 miles from where he lived. St. John tells us, when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Obviously, he had heard rumors about Jesus, or maybe he had attended the wedding where Jesus had turned water into wine at this same place called Cana. Or maybe he had just heard rumors about Jesus' healing ministry. Regardless, he demonstrates a certain amount of faith by leaving behind his son on his deathbed and walking 20 miles to go and find Jesus. Sometimes it takes a troubling event in our lives for us to pursue Jesus. Having a child at the point of death would certainly qualify as one such event. But what happens next in our text is somewhat surprising to us. When the man makes his request of Jesus, Jesus doesn't just agree and go and heal the boy. He doesn't run down the road to get there before he dies. Instead, he offers up something of a mild rebuke. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe." By saying, "you people," it's obvious that he's not just speaking to this man, but engaging the whole crowd that was following him. We know from other occasions that some of the folks who were following Jesus around had other motives. Some of them were there for the show, for the circus. What's he going to do next? But many of them didn't truly believe in him. In fact, we know this because just two chapters later in this gospel, when he began to say some very difficult things, we're told that many of them left and stopped following him. But it's clear that this man was not just there for the show. He had been driven to come and see Jesus because his child was at the point of death. So he cuts to the chase and says, "Sir, come down before my child dies." The mild rebuke from Jesus does not deter him from his request. Like the Canaanite woman who persisted in asking for help for her demon-possessed daughter, if you remember that story, this man would not give up. So Jesus responded favorably to the man's persisting request and says, "Go your way, your son lives." Then we're told, so the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. That is a remarkable statement and really a remarkable act. The man took what Jesus said at face value, believed what he said, and went on his way. He didn't press Jesus to go with him, even though that was a part of his request. He didn't question what Jesus said. He believed what he said, and he started his journey home. We might see this as the second stage of his faith journey. The first was going to Jesus. The second was believing what Jesus told him. This is also an illustration of one of those great statements of St. Paul, that he says, "Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This is what Jesus wants of his people, that we would take him at his word. Faith is essentially taking God at his word, frequently in spite of the circumstances. The fact that this man begins his journey home after hearing these words is no small matter. Remember, the boy is 20 miles away. It takes quite a bit of faith to believe that Jesus could heal from that distance without his immediate presence. So the man began his journey back home. And St. John tells us, "And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, 'Your son lives.' Then he inquired of them the hour when he got better. And they said to him, 'Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him.' So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, 'Your son lives.' And he himself believed, and his whole household." It's worth noting that the servant's message to him was exactly the same message that Jesus had said: "Your son lives." When he hears this, he inquires as to when he got better. One commentator suggests that his question implies that he thought maybe his son was simply on the road to recovery. But their response indicates that he was healed instantaneously. They said the fever left him, implying that he was healed in a moment. However, the main point of his inquiry into the time of his healing shows that he was seeking to confirm if this was really the work of Jesus. And it is confirmed when he determines that the fever left the boy at the precise time when Jesus said, "Go your way, your son lives." There's no doubt in his mind at this point. We're told that he himself believed, and his whole household. This is the third stage of his journey of faith. His faith was confirmed by learning that the promise that Jesus had made to him was true. His son had been healed. This journey of faith, which is demonstrated in the course of just hours, is illustrative of our own journey of faith. But more likely for us, our faith is built and strengthened over the course of years, not hours. And quite often, like this man, it is forged in the heat of adversity and crisis. Like this man, our faith must grow. And our faith grows when we go to Jesus with our requests in prayer. And sometimes our requests are not answered immediately, so we must go again and again. We must persist in our petitions. And usually it is in retrospect that we are really confirmed in our faith. It should also be added that sometimes Jesus does not answer our requests in the way that we think he should. Sometimes our prayers go unanswered, and it is only later that we come to understand why. We must learn to trust him no matter what. The Venerable Bede, in his homily on this text in the 8th century, said, "So we see faith, like the other virtues, is formed gradually and has its beginning, growth, and maturity. His faith," speaking of the man, "his faith had its beginning when he asked for his son's recovery, its growth when he believed our Lord's words, 'Thy son liveth,' its maturity after the announcement of the fact by his servants." May God help us to learn this important lesson regarding faith. May we learn to follow this man's example by going to Christ with our needs and persisting in making them known to him. May we learn to listen for his answer to us, and let us take him at his word and act accordingly. This is the journey of faith which we all must make. Amen. Let us now remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."